Greater Milwaukee El Sistema out of Waukesha, we have Christine and Jacobo.
We'll pull up their work sample there. You know, I think it's a PowerPoint and a quick video clip. So.
It's only about.
Her smile was in sync with it.
You drum on the balls? You drum on the balls?
Yeah.
I like that.
Look at her face.
Good on those? Mm-hmm. Great. Christine on that one.
They're requesting $5,000. They deal with youth at risk, Hispanic and white. The 12% Hispanic, 2% black, 88% white. So there's a mix. It's 1 week of intensive summer camp, and they have art, music, health, wellness. They've added new components this year, and it's the community involvement and art. And I was really impressed with the community involvement because they're teaching them at a young age to be involved in your community and to give back. So I like that part of it. They are working on honing your music skills, and there's a large gap in that area between the very poor and the elite, so they're trying to find activities that will, they can bring in the poor people. Let's see, through the, okay, let's see. They have a variety of services, funding, and let me see. Oh, it's between they're doing two, they have two locations. One of them is where they have the activity in the Silverano Community Care, whatever that's a nursing home. They don't call them nursing homes anymore. So they're dealing with a population that loves children. And often their children are too far away. Their kids have moved away, so most of them don't really get that many visitors. So my parents are both in nursing home, and they love kids to come and visit them. Are they loved? And what they'll do if they, the nursing home is driving the participants to the children, so you don't have to worry about transportation. Oh, and they invite members of local government to attend their activities. That's the only one I've ever seen. The grants, that's the only one I saw that invites local government. And I know the Wisconsin Arts Board likes you to invite local government. Their staff is has a, well, PM music performance, master's in music and teaching certificate. They have somebody on staff that likes to do fundraising. That's great. She also does therapy sessions with autistic children. So that's interesting. They do student self-evaluations, and they do parent and family surveys. This is the only one I saw where they actually got the children and the adults together to evaluate the program. Okay. That's all I can figure out from my writing here.
One of the things that I found really, really powerful was that inclusion of the intergenerational component.
Yeah.
And not only do the students perform for the elderly, but however, from some of the work sample, it was really a mix of performers sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have that mentorship that happens through performance. And even the adults, they were varying skill levels too. One of the things that I would have liked to see a little bit more definition, because this is a small window program, which happens throughout a week intensive. I would like to learn a little bit more of it. How does that practice continue? How are the students encouraged to continue their mystical practice? And then also, how do they stay on top of the maintenance of the instruments, which is very vital to your actual practice, especially with string instruments. That's one of the things that I like to see now, that not only are you given the tools, but how do you maintain the tools in order for you to continue to be successful with it. That's pretty much what I have. Again, I really love the intergenerational component that this program provides.
I forgot to mention that the staff works with the nursing home to develop activities that both the children and the adults can do.
Yeah, so we play bingo together. Yeah.
Seniors love bingo, yeah. And they love their treats. That was the Ritter floats. Yeah.
The outline for the day throughout the week, it's really neat. It's not only just the music component, but it's also like that community component is really, really thought of.
Other comments on this one?
I had a question about, they said that high school and college interns were involved in some way. I don't know how they were selected or what their role is exactly. And I had a, the money budget piece is always like, I'm not sure, is this reasonable? They're asking for $5,000 for artistic personnel for 1 week.
Depending
on how many
they're only talking three artists,
violin,
okay.
Then they have the health and wellness person,
right? And the prep they have to do. Okay, yeah.
I don't remember seeing drugs, but I remember health and wellness. Yeah. Maybe that would be drugs too.
Right? Yeah. Just there, stuff there.
Go ahead and score that one.
Remind me where the kids are coming from. Is it an after school program?
It's in the summer. Right. It's a week in the summer.
Okay. I thought I read they mentioned the 30 kids are coming from two schools.
Okay.
And I'm assuming they're either middle or elementary. They said that.
Yeah. It says here that their youth engaged is 100.
100, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,